3:03, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. The humidity has returned. We've got some real rain and thunderstorms. Fixing to roll in any moment now, but we'll get through that. Oh, the Democrats are beginning the coronation. This will be the second coronation in the last couple of years you and I have gotten to see. First one was King What's-His-Face over in England. And now we're going to see Kamala Harris with her coronation. Tonight's the night. They take Biden out in back of the shed, apparently, and are done with him. They're going to bring him on stage tonight and tell a whole bunch of lies about him. And then he is officially kicked to the curb, even for Joe Biden, who, in all candor, is a despicable human being. This is a terrible, terrible exit from public life. But, well, when you're owned and operated by special interests and extremists, this is the way it goes, right? Nobody leaves the mafia with their big retirement plan. You're always worried that the next job is actually going to be a job on you. And Joe Biden has lived his life politically, enriching himself, enriching his family, being completely and totally dishonest with the American people every single step of the way. And now is being officially shown the door. He has, what, a couple of months left, 3 months left as president? And who knows if he's really president? I don't know that he's president. I don't know exactly who is in charge there, but you know it's not him. I mean, come on. Kamala Harris is telling us that, high food prices cause inflation. Anybody and everybody who actually follows that little bouncing ball understands that that is not true. I wanted to share an example with you. You know, this weekend was an interesting weekend. And today I should be in Israel, as you know. Saturday I was supposed to leave for Israel and begin this approximately 1 week visit to Israel. And the organization that had put the trip together, the Jewish Community Federation, called it off. And so I'm not there. I'm not there. I mean, it is what it is. But this weekend, I spent a fair amount of time doing some paperwork. I got a lot of stuff that I got to do. And it's kind of weird, but I mean, I'll tell you the two things that I'm looking at. Number one, as I am coming up on September the 9th, which is my birthday, and I told you, it's like a big seminal birthday, right? It's one of those numbers where you go, ooh, okay. I've decided I'm stepping back from a couple of things. I'm on a million different boards and commissions, and I'm kind of giving my notice to a bunch of them because I just can't devote as much time to each of them as I would like, and ultimately, unfortunately, with a lot of these boards, it all comes down to fundraising. You know, there's always a hit that says, hey, can you be part of this fundraising? I can't do that anymore. I just can't keep going to the same people and saying, would you mind writing a check and helping with this charity board that I'm on? So I'm going to dial that back. I'm not giving up everything. I mean, I want to be clear on that. But I am going to be stepping back from some of those just because I don't have the time to do it or in honesty, the inclination to do it. So I'm going to step back from some of those. And I also was doing this paperwork. It's like a thesis, but to use the term thesis is really insulting to people who actually had a real thesis. Like if you were going for your master's degree, you had a real thesis. This is a thesis-like project for the motivational speaking stuff that I do. And I was able to get that all hammered out and done and waiting for the last piece, which is my friend Jeremy, who was kind enough a couple of weeks back when I did the big speech to the Friendship Circle, for the Friendship Circle, came out and did this great two-camera shoot, and he's editing it and all that stuff. So as soon as that's done, we, meaning me, will submit it. And hopefully we'll get this nifty super-duper seal of approval and be able to share that with everybody. But one of the things that I was doing is that I was chatting with my oldest son. Now, as you know, Harry is an absolutely brilliant kid who is so unbelievably wrong on politics. It is painful. It's like a punch in the gut. And he is involved. I'm not allowed to say what his job is, but suffice to say, it's a pretty impressive job for anyone, not the least of which someone who has just graduated with their bachelor's degree. So, I mean, he's doing a lot of really important stuff, but he's shared a couple of things with me. And I'm not going to go into details except to say this. He lives in California now, or he's living in California as we speak. And he keeps telling me how expensive things are. He does. He gives, you wouldn't believe how expensive this stuff is. Really? Well, what's that? Well, you know, gasoline is like $6-7 a gallon. Well, that's expensive. I said, well, don't all you guys have your electric cars? Well, no, there are not enough charging stations. And then we keep getting these things from people saying you can't charge them between this hour and that hour. And so because the grid isn't this. Oh, okay. And you just wouldn't believe how expensive stuff is compared to, you know, other places, like, you know, back home. Really? Now, why do you think that is? Oh, just stop. You don't want to talk about that. Well, I'll tell you why it is. Because California is a socialist utopia. California right now is experiencing exactly what Kamala Harris wants to do to the rest of us. Do you know how much it costs to buy a home of any sort in California? You will start at around $700,000 for a very basic three-bedroom, two-bath home. That's a standalone home if you can find it. Now, California is a very large state. I don't want you to think that is exactly the same in every municipality or every county, every city out there. It's not. I mean, there are differences region to region. But that is the fundamental entry point overall throughout most of California. Harry has a one-bedroom apartment. It is one bedroom, one bath. His rent is the same as my mortgage is here in Virginia. If he continues at that pace, he will never, ever be able to afford a home. Kamala Harris has done that. And other socialist wackadoodles who have run California for years. If you want an example of their economic policies, just look at California. If you'd like to look a little bit closer to home, you could look at Northern Virginia. Right? We've had the far left in charge of places like Fairfax and Arlington and Alexandria for a long time. You see what they've done there. On Friday, this past Friday, we had two local business owners on this program. Now, both of them happen to be dear friends, and I think the world of each of them, but that's not why they were with us. Tom Leonard, who owns and operates Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump. Well, Tom and Karen are friends. They're great people. And Heidi and I are loyal customers of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. But Tom was on to talk about food prices. And Tom told us, for supermarkets, man, it is a razor-thin margin. Kamala Harris claiming that she's going to come in and tell grocers what they should charge for items in their store is ludicrous, and it is headed for complete and total disaster. If you really believe that a federal government, which has not had a balanced budget since 2001, and is now, what did we figure out, was it $35 trillion in debt, is going to tell Tom Leonard at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market exactly how much he should charge per pound for grapes, then you've lost your mind and you're as crazy as they are. Stan Andruski was with us from Certified Auto Repair. Said the margins there, again, paper thin. Paper thin. And the last time the government got involved in that sector, you remember Cash for Clunkers? They took perfectly good used vehicles off the road, They convinced people who could not afford it that they should actually go and buy new cars with the help of the government. And the old cars, which were perfectly fine, they disabled every one of the engines. They put people into vehicles they couldn't afford, and those are upside down, and those people are having to give the keys back. Banks don't really want cars. Believe it or not, banks don't want your house or your car. They want money. But when they are forced to lend to people who cannot afford it in the first place, there's a problem. Then if you have Uncle Sam saying, well, we're going to give you $10,000, $15,000, $25,000 towards this. I thought, well, let me give you an example of inflation, because people don't fully understand inflation, apparently. At least according to the news reports, because the news reports the other day were like, well, you know, inflation was only up whatever it was. They say 0.9%. Oh, that's all it was. No big deal. Except it's cumulative. So I came up with this example. Let's go back in time. You know how Kamala Harris keeps saying, you know, on my first day in office. Well, ma'am, your first day in office was January the 20th, 2020. Remember that? 2021, rather. Remember that? That's when you were sworn in as Vice President of the United States. You've already had your first day in office. You have failed miserably, but that's another story. But let's take a couple of examples. Let's say that you weighed 200 pounds. Now, for some guys, you're going, yeah! And some people are going, no! All right, but it's a nice number. And you know me, I'm not really a numbers guy, so I need things easy like that. We're going to start with you weighing 200 pounds. And in just a moment, I'm going to explain to you, as you start at 200 pounds, exactly what inflation is. All right? Stay close to that. I got a pair of tickets I've got to give away today. It's KC and the Sunshine Band. They are coming to Meadow Event Park, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, the Serve Pro Pavilion up there in Doswell. We love it. Heidi and I just absolutely love that place. Matt Krieger and the crew do a great job there. Anyway, KC and the Sunshine Band coming on August the 31st, 7 p.m. Now, I want to make it easy. Let me see here. Well, you know what? It's Monday, and I know Jeremy always likes a little shout-out. How about we do it at 4:20? Is that all right, Jerm? We'll do it at 4:20 this afternoon. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. All right, so you're standing on your scale. You weigh 200 pounds. Hold that thought, and moments from now, I'll explain to you exactly how that plays into inflation. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Oh, man. Well, okay. I see what we're doing there. Karate Care of Richmond text line always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Okay. Stay with me on this. Follow closely because I do believe that I am explaining inflation the right way to you. So we're going to start back in 2020, right? Remember then? You weighed 200 pounds. And in that year, 2020, you gained 5 pounds. Got it? Let's go forward a year. 2021. You're sitting around. You're doing a lot of chips and dips and dips and chip. And you gained 11 pounds. Now let's go to 2022. Still sitting around. You're still eating junk. You've gained 9 pounds. On top of the 11 pounds, on top of the 5 pounds. 2023, you gain 6 pounds. Now, you're following, right? You have gained weight every single solitary year. 2020, you gained 5 pounds. 2021, you gained 11 pounds. 2022, you gained 9 pounds. 2023, 6 pounds. This year, 2024, you've only gained 3 pounds. Your weight gain is down. Well, that's true. You've only gained 3 pounds instead of the 6 pounds you gained last year, so your weight gain is down. That's what they mean when they say inflation is down. It does not negate or erase the inflation that happened in years prior or in months prior, but you can honestly say inflation is down. Now, let's go back to the weight example. Your weight gain is down in the year 2024, but you are still 34 pounds heavier than you were in 2020. That's inflation. That's the way inflation works. It stacks on top of itself. Every single month, we get some sort of inflation number. And when they tell you, well, you know, the rate of inflation is down. Okay. Well, what was the rate of inflation last month and the month before that and the month before that? You see what I'm saying? You and I are going to the grocery store and seeing much higher prices. You and I are going to the gas station and we are seeing much higher prices. And they can tell you, well, this month the inflation rate was down. And they might very well be telling you the truth. But that doesn't mean that prices are lower. It doesn't mean that your purchasing power is increasing, because you already took the hit. You already gained that weight in the year before, or the year before that, or the year before that. And that builds on top of itself over and over and over. If you decide you want to vote for Kamala Harris, that's up to you. I can't tell you that that's good. Well, I can tell you I think it's very that it's a terrible decision, but that's my opinion. If you've decided that's what you're going to do, then that's what you're going to do. Not my job to tell you otherwise. That being said, you'd better closely examine what you're getting into. You know, right now, they are trying to position Kamala Harris. They're referring to her as California's top cop because she served briefly as the attorney general out there. Well, the problem with that is that Kamala Harris has a proven track record of hating law enforcement officers and siding with criminals. We're going to chat a little bit about that with our dear friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy's going to be with us at 3:33. I'm looking forward to that. Now, I know we touched on this before, but we were really, really, really pressed for time. So I want Jimmy to dive into that. Oh, and out in Denver, Colorado, they're now telling police officers, stop enforcing the law. Kid you not. It's crazy what's going on. Yeah. Credit Care of Richmond, text line 833-804-1140. Your chance to win some tickets. Casey and the Sunshine Band Camp coming to Doswell on August 31st. We'll give those away at 4:20 this afternoon. 3:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.